Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Women in Tech with Ariana. What's on my mind today? So again, throughout the year, I'll be doing some short episodes where there are burning things on my chest that I just really feel like the entire world needs to know it right now, this very second. So this is definitely a shorter podcast episode. And oftentimes, guys, I get founders, some of you who reach out to me on Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn at Ariana the Techie. Make sure you're following me everywhere. I'm totally Googleable, Ariana the Techie, which you should already know that. It's Women in Tech with Ariana. But anywho, and I often get founders that come to me and they're just like, oh, you know, Ariana, you know, it's just so hard to raise capital, or, you know, customers aren't understanding the product, or a stakeholder, maybe it's not necessarily your target customer, but an important stakeholder is not understanding their product, or, oh, it's so hard to find the right co-founder or the right technical partner, or how do I find engineers? It's so hard to do that. And what I have to say, my immediate thought is usually, duh. And it's not in a way of like condescending that someone should feel stupid or bad or terrible because they're going through these things, because it's hard being a founder, recruiting a team, finding people to believe in you when you're early and investing in you, whether it's time, money, resources. But we have to not get it twisted. That's what this is about. That's what being a founder is about. And we truly just cannot forget that. And so when I think about these questions that often come to me, what I really want people to understand is that startups are hard, period. Being a founder is hard, period. And the reality is, the question that you should be asking yourself every day is sink or swim. Am I going to sink or swim? And the probability of your startup, my startup, any startup failing, it's very high because of statistics. So there are areas where you have to over-index just to increase the potential of success. And I'm not saying that as a founder, you shouldn't have a safe space where you can come to someone and talk about these things. That's exactly what I do in coaching when I help founders every month. I have very, very limited spots. I only help 4 people per quarter of every year, because I'm a full-time founder and fully committed to my company. And so that's what I basically do that for fun. So if you're looking for coaching, you can go to arianathetechie.com to learn more. But we really have to remind ourselves that this is a sink or swim field. That's just what it is. It is what it is. And oftentimes I meet with founders who have these ideas, or I think what they really are is these misconceptions of what the process should be. Like, people will come up to me and they're just like, oh, like, you raised a round, you raised over $1 million. It must have been so easy and simple. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? I talked to over 100 investors. I got so many different no's. I don't have 100 investors on my cap table. That means I got a lot of no's. And so oftentimes we have to just remind ourselves that persistence is everything. And what I tell most founders when they come to me with that whole like, oh, I'm tired, I don't want to do this right now, and they just want to give up everything, especially after hearing a no, I'll get into an entire probably bunch of episodes about just hearing no's and navigating the investor landscape. But what I told myself at the time when I was raising over $3 million almost 2 years ago, I said, okay, every time I had a no, I just had to tell myself, okay, well, I'm just going to keep going because I still got mouths to feed. No, I don't have children, but my future employees do. My future investors who are going to be looking to me to make a return on their investment do. My family, my friends, my community is depending on me for different resources and things. And so oftentimes as founders, we have to trick our brains into what I call optimistic, positive thinking in order to continue to move forward when you're getting those no's or you're feeling confused and you don't know what to do. It's sink or swim, period. And sometimes when you feel like you're about to drown, you got to take the shirt off your back and turn it into a life raft. And I mean that for real, real talk. And so I say this to you, maybe you're driving in the car on your way to work or eating lunch right now, wherever you are in the world, depending on your time zone. Choose to just keep pushing forward. I know it's hard. There are days I don't want to do it. There are days I don't want to do it. But I choose to. And the difference between truthfully where we are today and where we want to be tomorrow is the decision that we make. And regardless, if you're a founder or want to be a founder in tech, you have to know that you signed up. And you signed up to either sink or swim. And it's up to you to choose what ends up happening to your story. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you next week.